Gateway Theater.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's 8:46, 14 before 9 o'clock. We hope you're on time. We are. We're Mike and Casey at 100.7 WHUD.
And we want to make you a star. Singer, songwriter, and Sunday morning radio man Jim Brickman is hosting a boot camp to help you write a hit song. Where does it all take place?
In my studio in Cleveland, in our recording studio where we do the radio show and your chance to sing at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on stage.
Oh, wow.
Sing the song that you write. It ends with a big bash at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's a really cool thing, and we would love for, especially if you're playing unsigned artists every week, I would love to have them come and join us.
Great.
July.
In July, we're going to be the weekend of July 26th through the 29th in the rock and roll capital of the world, Cleveland, Ohio. Now, do I bring a sleeping bag or is there a hotel involved?
Yes, you sleep at my house.
Nice.
I have a spare bedroom. And so that's a lot of people for one bedroom, but, we'll manage. all of the info, we have a great site where people can go, jimbrickman.com/songwriterbootcamp, or you can just go there from my website that has all the info on where to stay, what to do, the schedule of events, the agenda, everything like that.
All right, give me one little nugget. I'm a songwriter. I need a little pearl of wisdom from Jim Brickman about my writing.
So I think one of the most important things is not to start at the beginning. I very often, there's sort of two nuggets, but first of all, you have to have an idea.
Right.
I know that sounds a little bit strange, but if you start out at the beginning of the song and you start writing at the beginning and you just start singing what you think the song is about, I love you, I love you, I love you.
Oh.
There's really nowhere to go. So once you establish what the song is about, let's say, it's called Valentine, for example.
For example.
So you know that the crux and the focus of the song in the chorus is going to be Valentine, and that's the message that's what the song is about. And then once you write, in my case, once I write the chorus, that I feel like is a great chorus, then I go back and I start to write the verse, because if you know where you're going,
right,
it's easier than starting at the beginning. Having a map always helps.
Always helps. That's a great advice.
Isn't that great advice? So
yeah.
Jim Brickman will give lots more advice like that. He'll have an expert staff too. He has a singer-songwriters boot camp this summer. Find out more on his website.
JimBrickman.com. I love it.